Time to turn our focus to the markets. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington Normal. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. We have kind of a mixed market here this morning. We did have, mostly lower trade here, early overnight trade, but we have allowed things to recover here a little bit, actually looking like corn's trading a little higher here. July corn at 428, up 3/4. September corn at 436, up 1 1/4. December corn at 446 1/4, also up 1 1/4. July soybeans at 1040, down 3 1/2. August soybeans at 1028 1/4, down 3 3/4. November soybeans at 1019 1/4, down 3 cents. July Chicago wheat at 574, down 7 1/2. September Chicago wheat at 573, down 3 cents. In December, Chicago wheat at 579, down 4 1/2. Turning over to Kansas City real quick. September, Kansas City wheat at 567 1/2, down 4 3/4. December, Kansas City wheat at 586 3/4, down 5 1/2. Of course, no livestock trade as of yet this morning. That'll be opening up here in just a few minutes. As for news here this morning, continuing to watch the weather forecast, some pretty heavy rains moving through the northern and eastern part of Illinois here this morning, also into the northern part of Indiana, offering a little support once again. Expecting crop ratings this afternoon to be 1% to 2% weaker on both corn and soybeans, factoring in some of that heavy rain we saw again last week and over the weekend. Still going to be a little bit of divergence of corn ratings again tonight. The west and north states continue to look very good. Iowa and Minnesota continue to support very good ratings, while the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois continue to show poorer ratings. So that'll be discussed again once again this afternoon. But overall, expecting ratings to be just a touch lower, and that has also offered a little bit of support here today. Export inspections out at 10 o'clock this morning, and then we'll also continue to monitor the weather. Temperatures are expected to warm up a little bit. Overall, it looks like the forecast is just a touch drier here this morning. That offered some weakness in the overnight session. Like Drew mentioned, there is some potential heavy rains slated for this afternoon and this evening in parts of Illinois and the eastern Corn Belt. So the trade will once again be monitoring those rainfall totals here over the next few hours to see how those measure up. Just a reminder, kind of recap the crop report there we had on Friday morning. The USDA did show lower ending stocks for this year and next year for both corn and soybeans, so that continues to offer some underlying support. Did sell a chunk of corn to Mexico here this morning for the 15-16 marketing year, and even a little bit of 16-17 marketing year. So we are seeing a little bit of demand here a little bit, and also saw a little bit of soybean demand late last week.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much for that report. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a good day, Brian. Thank you.
You bet. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, here on our opening market commodity reports.